reeling from the news that former Kerry Minor captain Danny Cahill from Lone Rangers in Killorglin was killed in a traffic accident, 52 years of age, yesterday afternoon, around about 1 o'clock, a two-vehicle crash in Kilbonan in Beaufort around 1:10 p.m. Yesterday. So our thoughts are with his family. He was captain of the All-Ireland Minor Footballers for Kerry as they won their All-Ireland title in 1988 at Croke Park, and a member of Long Rangers Club. And our thoughts are with him. With me on the line is Tim Moynan to talk about the wider things of GAA. But Tim, very sad news for everyone in Kerry GAA this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, everyone involved in that accident. Jerry, the day we leave our houses, we, you know, you're let yourself go for things, and it's a very sad time. And I suppose that the GAA community will rally around to this man's family. And look, you never know what's in store for us tomorrow. So, look, what can you say, young man? And I think he's a teenage daughter. And look, it's so sad. And you know, our roads every day we're seeing the signs. You know how many fatalities we've had in the previous year, and look, things happen, Jerry, and sometimes we've no control over it. But look, our condolences out to that family today and everyone involved in that accident. Nobody wants that. Everyone's nightmare. Somebody knocking on your door, Jerry, to tell you that story. And Danny was captain of that Kerry Minor. We hadn't too many in the 80s, but winning that one in 1980, a serious footballer, and look, what, 52, 53 years of age. Gone to his eternal rest, and like I say, I echo your words, Jerry, and I'm sure the whole of Kerry and beyond this morning.
Yeah, indeed, our thoughts are with them. Look, on to the action on the field, and before we talk about the quarterfinal next weekend, let's deal with the semi-final of this weekend. And speaking of the Kerry Miners, Kerry losing out to Monaghan 111 to 11 points. And Tim, was this a case of what might have been at least three chances in the dying minutes to actually snatch a victory, or if not a draw, to take it extra time, with goal chances that just didn't come off?
Yeah, those opportunities did present it. And look, Paddy Lane has had a massive season, and maybe other days he might have that little bit of luck, but there was lots of defenders back, and it was very difficult during that time. But look, Jerry, you know, we're watching them, and I thought that, you know, the build up the last day to each of our phases of play, and Ambrose alluded to it many times in commentary as well, we were going lateral. And you know, I don't know, look, Wayne and his management team know these boys inside out. I would hope that they would have carried on, you know, that performance against Kildare, take it into the Monaghan game. But it's, we said it during commentary, I genuinely think we give Monaghan too much respect. Look, these are, with juvenile footballers, you know, we know their systems and bodies behind the ball, but I think with juvenile footballers, you have to let them go at it. You know, attack, but if you sit back, we invited Monaghan onto us, and they were absolutely able to break the tackle, and everything we did was blackballed. And like I said, we can't criticise, these are young players, yeah. They'll learn from it. But look, I do think, and in general, it's right around the country, Jerry, and with under-20s, and you'll see the senior came next weekend, that sometimes I think we abandon what we do well, because others, we've been forced, because we watch videos, we see these teams. So, but the one thing we have in Kerry, we have scored.
Tim, I'm just going to pause you there for a second. If you could try and speak a little closer to the phone, you're just coming through a little bit muffled at the moment, so we're finding it a little bit difficult to hear from you. But I was going to ask you that question, maybe if they had pushed up a little bit earlier, attacked a little bit more perhaps in that game. At the same time, look, coming up to half time, things were under control, but then there was that sucker punch of that high ball in and that goal, and Kerry were left chasing it after that as a result.
Yeah, absolutely, Jerry. You know, we were chasing it from early on, and they worked to their, I suppose, strengths as well. Down the centre of the spine of the team was good. From their centre forward to their full forward, they swapped, exchanged places, made it very difficult to carry to get to tabs with that, and everything was slow around that middle diamond, Jerry. And you know, he must do things at pace, and it didn't happen for them. But look, it's a learning experience for the management team, learning experience for the players themselves. But it's a horrible way to go out. You have that one foot inside an All Ireland final, and look, I saw the hurt with those players and the management on the field after, and your heart will go out to them. But look, that's the joys of sport, Jerry.
Yeah, they'll be disappointed, that's for sure. But look, a good season nonetheless, coming out of Munster and beating Cork and taking it a long way. On to next weekend, Tim. Kerry versus Tyrone. It was always going to be Tyrone, wasn't it? I mean, we could only draw Monaghan or Tyrone, but the way the gods were working, they made sure it was Kerry Tyrone.
Yeah, I suppose that's the way it works, Jerry. We saw predictions by the so-called experts last night, and I think everyone was looking for this. The neutral was looking for it. I mean, huge one as well, Dublin and Mayo. But look, we, Jerry, thinking about it this morning, in the past, we've gone in against Tyrone. They've come in with huge intensity into this game. We can say we don't know what Tyrone are about. That's no excuse now. And Kerry will have to match that intensity. And look, we're All-Ireland champions, Jerry. We're back to where we want to be. We're in Croke Park. And look, Kerry will probably worry more about their own game than they will, what Tyrone will really bring to this. But Jack has had some bad days against Tyrone. We've had some good days as well against Tyrone, and you know what they'll bring. But look, I think it's all to play for, and I genuinely fancy Kerry in this one.
You think they have a good shot of doing it? Tyrone beating Donegal in Ballybuffet at the weekend. Suggestions, you know, despite their own troubles that they were having this season with a number of players gone off the panel, that they might be coming good at the right time and hitting a bit of form.
Yeah, absolutely, Jerry, and this is where you want to hit form. You know, in that quarterfinal, semi-final and final, you know, it's no point peaking on the month of June, and I hope that would be the reason for Kerry as well. But look, you know, I hope that our defensive system will stand up to Tyrone, and look, we have the best forward in the land, probably the best forward we've ever seen. It isn't all about David Clifford, but my God, wouldn't any team would kill to have the likes of him, and all players around him as well. They, you know, I hope that they are hitting for him. And you know, Tyrone over the years, Jerry, they've used this, you know, they're connected with something that was out there to be a force. You know, we all mentioned about COVID, things that happened in the past in their camp. And it's a driving force, and they probably use this thing, and I hope they don't mind me saying it, but at times that the whole world is against them, to drive them. And that's, you know, that drive, that inner passion to win. I won't say it's a fear for Kerry, but Kerry will know what they'll bring to the table next weekend. And look, what a game for a neutral as well, Jerry. What a game. I hope our Kerry supporters get out there as well and back our side. This is a dream match up, you know.
A question as to whether it'll be Saturday or Sunday. A suggestion that Mayo will get the Sunday game. Mayo Dublin will be on in Croke Park because Mayo only played yesterday. Of course, a tough battle against Galway to make it true. Would you be hoping that it's on the Sunday? Do you think most Kerry fans would like to see it on Sunday in Croke Park? All depends what the CCCC decide to do this lunchtime.
Look, Jerry, Ambrose always likes his little bit of a siesta on a Sunday. I'm sure he'll be looking for the Saturday to come. Look, I suppose at this stage you can't argue when you're on, but we'd hope that obviously Mayo will be on the Sunday to give him that, you know, the allowance of that extra day because they played yesterday. So the frightening thing about this is, Jerry, I reckon that Dublin and Mayo would fill Croke Park on their own.
Yeah.
You know the Mayo supporters, what they're like and what Dublin brings. So that would be very interesting to see who they appear. And that's why I think that Kerry and Tyrone will be probably on the Saturday. Now, that's me only thinking that. That could all change in the next couple of hours. Because if you had a Kerry Tyrone and a Dublin Mayo team, they'd be crying out for tickets. So the GAA want to, I suppose, take advantage of this big quarterfinals. So I think they could spread the two big, I suppose, billings are Dublin and Mayo and Kerry and Tyrone. I reckon they'll split them between the 2 days.
Yeah, they might do. We'll have to wait and see what happens. Look, we're out of time. I was going to talk about Cork being the story of the season. They're not done yet anyway by a long shot, but we'll have to go. Tim, thanks for talking to us in the programme this morning.